All right, we have a former NFLer on the line, former teammate of my guy, Luke Wilson. My main man, Luke Wilson.
Yeah, let's get some dirt.
Well, I don't want that because he's my guy. I don't need him being in the wrong headspace leading into the championship weekend. But here is former NFLer. You hear him on SiriusXM. Here's Robert Turbin. How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing well. There won't be any dirt shared on my man, Luke Wilson. All right? We don't need that.
Okay.
On radio out there in Toronto.
Okay.
What about bicycles? Does he ride bicycles like he says he does, or is that just like it's fake? It's not real.
No, he put the weights down. He put the weights down and put a different helmet on. It's a bicycle helmet, and that's what he looks like.
Yeah, he's a big superstar up here, man. I'm sure you're aware of that. We love him. We have him on all the time, and he's a big personality, and he loves the Seahawks. Like we make picks every week, and he cannot get past picking the Seahawks. Do you have the same tendencies when it comes to your former teams? Like you just, even if objectively, if you can get there, you think they're going to lose, you just can't bring yourself to actually admit it, and you end up picking them winning.
My confession is I only pick the Seahawks when I'm in Seattle.
Okay.
I feel fourth. If I'm not in Seattle, then you know, I'll be a little bit more open about how I really feel about the team that week. But, of course, you know, we play for Seattle, so I wouldn't necessarily, you know, define myself as a fan of the team, but certainly a supporter of the team. But, you know, just like Luke, we've got guys on other teams as well. We support them also.
Okay, I understand that. And I'm curious if you could take us behind the scenes on what would be happening in Kansas City this week, because we're all aware of Mahomes and what's up with him and the high ankle sprain. Would Andy Reid address the rest of the team and let everyone know, like, do not say a peep, like, don't talk to the media, don't tell your family? Like, if he's really injured and they're trying to keep that from getting out, how do his teammates have to handle that news, and what are the coaches relaying to them?
Well, that's usually something that you address at the start of the season. You know, what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. What happens inside this building stays in this building. And usually coaches will address, you know, the injury aspect of that. Like, look, anytime throughout the year, whether it's, you know, OTAs, whether it's training camp, whenever it is, you know, that information doesn't get out without it being permitted. So, I don't think that's something that he's addressing necessarily this week. I'm sure that's been something that's been installed throughout the whole year, with that franchise and really most of them, the ones that do things the right way.
As a former running back, who do you think's the best running back left in the playoffs?
Oh, good question. The best running back left in the playoffs. Wow. You know, I'm going to have to, that's a good one. I'm going to have to lean towards Christian McCaffrey, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's, you know, we know that he's had his injuries and things like that, but you see the boost that he's given the 49ers since he was traded over there from the Panthers. Just another dynamic player who can do it all, run, catch, and let's not forget pass protection, which is something that we ignore because it doesn't show up on the stat sheet. But when you watch him on film, he has the ability and the capabilities to not only recognize where certain exotic blitzes are coming from, but then have the physicality then to be able to protect his quarterback. If you watch, like, the Bengals, for example, you know, Joe Mixon comes out in those situations because the backup running back, Samaje Perine, is a better pass protector. So, you know, therefore, you don't have all the aspects to the game that you need as a runner. And that bodes for some of the other guys that are left. So I got to go with Christian McCaffrey.
What do you think happens in Philly when Sam Fran visits there on Sunday?
They're going to play a football game. You know, it's going to be a hostile environment for the 49ers. I'll say this. I've been saying it probably since the midway point of the season, maybe like week 8 or week 9. You know, the 49ers, and this is when the 49ers really started surging too. You know, I said they're better than every NFC team except the Eagles. I felt like they were better than everybody in the playoffs in the NFC except the Eagles. So I think they're going to meet their match this weekend on the road in Philly. Hopefully they don't start throwing beers or anything at him.
No, yeah. I know, but results-wise, what do you think the final result of that game is?
He wants you to say Eagles big. That's what he wants.
No,
you to
don't
say.
Don't try to get him trending and like don't try to put ideas in. I want to know what you think happens. That's what I was trying to get to. That's what I meant. What's the result on Sunday?
Yeah, no, I think the Eagles win. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any stretch of the imagination. I think the 49ers are too good of a football team for that. But like I said, you know, they met their match. Like, if you think about all the things that we talk about with the 49ers and what they do great, they have a great defense, they have a great defensive line. Well, the Eagles are just a little bit better on the defensive line. You can argue their linebacker position because the 49ers have Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw. But then you move back to the back end and the secondary, and the 49ers, they got a decent secondary. But, you know, all in all, the Eagles are just a little bit better. You know, their quarterback, probably a lot better than Brock Purdy and what they have in San Francisco. You know, I just talked about Christian McCaffrey being the best running back left in the playoffs. But this Eagles run game is no slouch. Right, they got one of the better running games in all of the National Football League, and then, you know, they match up at the wide receiver position as well as far as weapons are concerned. And you could argue that, you know, the Eagles are just a little bit better at that spot, you know. And so, to me, it's the Eagles on top. They're going to win this football game. Score wise, I don't know, but I think it'll be a close game.
All right, we're chatting with Robert Turbin of SiriusXM, longtime NFLer, former teammate of our boy Luke Wilson's. And I heard Deebo Samuel. I don't know why players are doing this. Trevor Lawrence did it before they went up to Kansas City, and Deebo has basically said the same thing verbatim. He's like, we're not worried about the noise and the atmosphere in Philly. We know our stadium is the loudest, or something along those lines. Can you speak some sense into Deebo? Because I'm sure you played in Philly. Like, the reputation of Philly fans and an Eagles playoff game, it's insane there. What do you think the Niners are walking into?
Yeah, well, I played a playoff game. It was a wild card game in 2020 in Philly. And, you know, it was wild. You know, you might get some Philly cheesesteaks thrown at your helmet. You just never know. You never know Philly crowd. I mean, somebody that, you know, you'll get fans who go to the game just to get kicked out. Like, hey, I'm getting kicked out today. Because I'm going to do something outlandish. So you're not going to see that in Santa Clara is really where they play their games. Okay, it's much more of a corporate atmosphere, and it doesn't get, you know, loud and rowdy like it does in Philly. So he'll see. He's a young player still. You know, he still has a lot to learn, and he'll learn on Sunday what Philly is all about.
Absolutely.
There's a jail in the stadium.
Yes.
Just think about that. There's a jail in the stadium.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That sends a pretty clear message of what we can expect, I think, on Sunday. Great catching up with you, Robert. We really appreciate you doing this. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, fellas. Take care. Thank you.
You got it. Robert Turbin of SiriusXM, NFL analyst, former NFLer, former Seahawk as well. Yeah, he likes the Eagles. He didn't say by a blowout, but he likes the Eagles. That's got me thinking. I don't know. I got to talk to my partner, see where we're at.
I think San Fran, but maybe
I've been on the Niners. Like last week, I must have said 20 times Niners by a touchdown against Dallas, and that's how it played out. It could have gone either way, but the Niners did win. They did cover.
Do you believe in Purdy, though?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like in
if
that
you
environment,
believe in the Niners. Rocky Balboa had this to say to Clubber Lang right at the center of the ring. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see.
Go for it.
We don't have to make that announcement until tomorrow. I will speak with my counsel before we make that decision. I think as for what we're going to do Super Bowl week, we were talking about this.
Yeah.
I think we picked one team picks the game, like the spread. One team picks the total.
Yeah.
And then we do a game prop, like a player prop, and also like a non-playing prop. In other words, length of the anthem. You know, what's Rihanna wearing? Something like that. So that we add a couple of different elements for the Super Bowl, because that's going to probably decide the season, right? So even if you win and we lose, or we win and you lose this week, Super Bowl is where it's really going to be determined what happens.
But that could determine who wins, or like what Rihanna's
what
wearing.
What Gatorade is spilled,
like
on the coast.
Yeah, how long...
well, maybe we don't have to... We'll talk. But something along those lines. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think so. Game, spread, total, couple props.
Oh, we'll get the whole thing dialed in.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. All right? All of it courtesy of FanDuel. We'll get to our best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.